Step away from the noise of social media and mainstream news. On Watch in Washington is your place to hear directly from leaders and difference makers in our nation about the issues that face us as believers, families, voters, and people of prayer. Join us for the next 15 to 25 minutes and be inspired, challenged, and encouraged. It's time to fuel up so we can pray and change our nation. And yes, we always pray together. Welcome, intercessors. We are so excited to have a wonderful conversation with you today. We hope you feel like you're a part of it as we talk about an issue today that really touches all of us, and it's taking back our government. How can we do that? I know that sounds kind of like a big order, but we're going to cut it into bite-sized pieces. Well, it's time for us to introduce our first guest. And actually, our first guest is a very accomplished woman, but she's also a friend. So our conversation today is going to be, or our time together is more like a conversation today. Bunny Pounds is the founder of Christians Engaged. She's spent over 15 years running the campaigns of members of Congress in Texas. She actually has run for political office herself, so she knows a little bit about what that is like. And she is a Bible teacher. She is an author. And as she put in a recent bio of herself, she's an all-around great gal. And I can attest to that. She's a lot of fun. So she not only has a heart for the Lord, she's very well equipped, but she's also a wonderful, wonderful friend. So Bunny, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thrilled to be with Camille and Chris. I mean, we love our IFA family. So just incredible to be with you guys today.
Well, Bunny, you've got an expertise, and engagement is a big part of Christians Engaged. We have similar hearts because we're both about prayer. We're both about action and about, you know, of course, voting being one of those. But you really have a great developed plan and program and training for the engagement part. And I know a lot of people are hungry. The thing that we hear most from our intercessors is that they're praying fervently. We have no doubt that they really feel like they have some direction from God on how to pray about these issues. But when it comes to taking action, I think they all of a sudden they feel like, I don't know what to do. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know where to begin. I don't feel equipped. I don't feel, you know, like I have any kind of qualification to do something. Help us first understand the necessity for the engagement part, the action part. We know prayer is important. Tell us about the action part.
Well, you know, Jesus said that we were salt and light in the earth, right? A light lights up the whole darkness, the place of darkness. Salt is the preserving factor. And we're also the hands and feet of Jesus. When Jesus prayed, taught us to pray, Lord, as in heaven, so on earth, right? So we have a responsibility. We can't just sit back and just go, you know, praying alone. We become prayer, right? I wrote a whole series of articles that you all published called History Belongs to the Intercessors that people can find on your website, where we talk about actually becoming prayer. And that's what we're doing when we're engaging. So if we're going in a place, like a businessman is coming into a place of business, he's taking Jesus to his boardroom, or a public school teacher is taking Jesus to her classroom. So many people say, oh, that's great, but it's not good to take Jesus into government or politics. And I say, no, I mean, we have to be involved in all these spaces, right? And when we walk in the room, everything should change because the Holy Spirit goes with us as the body of Christ. So part of my testimony, as y'all know, is I've somehow endured 16 years of political life as a consultant in government and still love Jesus, right? That's a miracle in and of itself, to teach people how to start engaging. But if we walk in a room and we start impacting our elected official or a staff member or somebody in our community at our community college or a school board member, I mean, the sky's the limit, but just know that you as one person can make a difference.
Well, Camille, you have some expertise in that too, having grown through your years of experience in the political arena. Right. And I remember you shared with me that you felt like a lot of people were kind of had a distaste for your involvement in politics right. from the faith community.
Right. They did. And they almost looked at me as if I were sinning because I was ministering to elected officials. So I know that you have the five practical ways. I just wanted to share that through my time in Wisconsin, I navigated through those practical ways. That is exactly the way to engage and to become actually someone of, well, that the elected official or the staffer will respect you because of what you're giving to them, that relationship building, all of that. I went through it throughout my whole career. And so I applaud you for doing that. I think we should talk about that. Those five points are imperative for executing, you know, the connections and engagement with elected officials.
Well, we promised people 5 points, practical ways. So that's what we keep referring to in our email. If you're listening to the podcast or another way, we said, we're going to give you 5 practical ways that you can engage. So that's what we're talking about those 5 points.
Well, and I will start with prayer. Of course, prayer is number one, as it should be. Without talking to God about the burdens of our heart, we have nothing, right? I like to say, if we don't connect with Jesus, we have nothing to give our nation. What are we going to give to anybody and be, we can't be salt and light if we're not connecting in intimacy with Jesus every day. But specifically, having walked beside members of Congress for years, let me just tell you, they need wisdom. They do not know what they're doing. Just like you are feeling overwhelmed with all the problems in America, they feel overwhelmed with everything that they have to deal with. So specifically, as IFA teaches you to do, specifically praying into specific points of need that they might have. Adopting your member of Congress, your state representative, your state senator, your U.S. senators, and putting them before the Lord is so important, and preparing for their families. So we have to start with that. But as we're going through this, I want to just emphasize, God did not call us to do it all. He called us to be obedient to our task. And so as we're going through these 5 points, something's going to stick out to you. The Holy Spirit's going to speak to you and say, that's my lane. So respond to that and write it down as we're going through this, because I really believe the Lord's going to speak to people. So you don't have to do all of it. You just have to do your place of obedience. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And actually, we talked a little bit before we went live about the fact that, you know, you can even be drawn to, you know, the congressional. We should be praying for all of them. Let's just say that. We should be praying for all the leaders that are in your column, you know, moving up in governance. But you may have a heart for those local people that you can reach out and touch, your, you know, town council, your state elected official, you know, those kinds of people, your governor. But you also may have and so you talk a little bit about that. And I don't know if I'm stepping on your next thing you're going to say, but.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, Chris, because I have an anointing for federal government. That's what I've been involved with. That's what I love. That's what I've studied. And so many of my friends have been involved in Austin at our Texas state capitol, in state government, right? They know all the elected officials there. They pray for them. They're burdened for what's happening there. And then there's some that are burdened for their county, college, their community college, their school board, their city, their county government. So again, even those buckets, thinking, separating those in your mind and going, you know, I don't have to be the expert on all this, but if God's calling me to sit at that, you know, commissioner's court meetings and take notes and write a blog on it, that's important. That's my place. Or I'm supposed to go down to my state capitol and pray over my legislators or follow the bills that's going on there. We all have without sounding too spiritual, a special anointing on our lives for a specific lane and responding to the Lord on what that is. Does that make sense?
Totally. And I think that's what we're, you know, trying to instill in our state leaders. And I don't know if we can bring in Betsy West, our Pennsylvania state prayer leader for IFA Pennsylvania. And Betsy, you might have something on this, but that's what we're trying to instill in our state groups, is that you have the opportunity to speak into a variety of people, and that you can hear from the Lord where to plant. You are on the ground locally, and you are a member of a state, and so you have authority to be able to speak into those things. One of the things that comes to mind are a lot of the school board things that we're seeing all across the nation. People, parents getting involved because they just sat out for a long time and just kind of took hands off. And now people are seeing the state that we're in, and they're jumping in like never before. And Betsy, I don't know on a statewide basis what you're seeing in your state in Pennsylvania, but if there are a resurgence of people checking back into state government.
They are, Chris. And I want to thank Bunny, especially for inspiration that's come through her course. But our Pennsylvania group that we have, our intercessors, right now our focus has been with the race for governor and also senator. And I am amazed at the team of people that have come into the Pennsylvania intercessors group that we have every Tuesday evening, because they do have hearts for different things. Some are focused on school boards. I have a couple that prayer walk around or drive around the schools, and that's their focus. And then I have others that a woman by the name of Mary Ellen, I love her. She's on the call faithfully, but she goes into the state capitol at Harrisburg every single month with a prayer team and prays through the Capitol building and goes and visits the different people in legislature. My burden and my heart has always been for my county. And over the years, we've developed close friendships with our county commissioners and officials. And God has opened miraculous doors because of that. You know, whenever, Camille, when you spoke about the seed that was sown, I was thinking this morning when I was praying about, oh, Lord, I've been here before. I've done this one other time. And back in 1988, Pat Robertson ran for president. And at that time, there was a group called the Christian Coalition. And all of a sudden, it just lit up in our community. And I became, my husband Bill and I became very actively involved with them. And we did everything that you talk about. We filled positions. We on the Republican committee positions that were open. We called people. We drove them to the polls. We educated them. We ran for delegate, and guess what? We ran for delegate, and I won. And Bill came in third, and that was, you know, that was a little crazy because the media, USA Today ran a story about it, and the media just was all over it because I won, he didn't, and how did that fit in our family? And we were able to give our Christian witness all over the United States because of that statement. But I'll never forget, at the convention, Pat Robertson gave a book, if you can see my book, I still have it, America's Dates with Destiny. And here I am in the floor where all the balloons come down and all this stuff's going on. And national leaders came to me and said, if you want it to have a future in politics, you better vote to get rid of the pro-life plank. Okay? Because that was on the agenda. Get rid of the pro-life plank. And I said, well, number one, I have no desire to run for political office. I'm here because God placed me here, and I'm here for Pat Robertson. And that night, Pat actually just conceded. But on the seat of every person in that entire New Orleans arena was this book autographed by Pat Robertson. And this is a marvelous, you know, it's an amazing testimony. So we fast forward. All that went away when Pat didn't win. It just went away. And now we're back at it. And now I'm thinking, oh, Lord, we need to educate the church. We need to educate the ecclesia on how to rightfully engage, because all of that went away. And lo and behold, I open up the IFA website, randomly hit resources, drop down, there's training, and there's money. And I had already contacted our commissioner and the director of elections in our county, and I asked them, help me make a curriculum, because I'm going to teach this. Help me get a curriculum together. But there it is. I don't have to reinvent the wheel. God had this gem that all he had to do. It's like IFA and Christians Engage. There's all kinds of ministries that are out there that just never, all of a sudden, it's just like they're popping up. They're like pearls in the field. And I don't have to create a curriculum because I embrace yours. And in my Forrest Gump life, lo and behold, you know, 2 weeks after completing the course, there I am on a call with Bunny Pounds.
Well, that is a great segue. And Betsy, thank you. What great wisdom. And I didn't even know that about your history in politics, your very illustrious career there. But you participated. You answered the call of God. And that's exactly, I think, what Bunny's talking about. And I don't want to put words in her mouth, but this is a great time for us to talk about the training that Betsy alluded to. If those of you on this podcast have not checked out IFA's website, if you go to resources, go down to training, that you'll go down there, you'll find something you may not have known was there, even though we've been talking about it. And it's this wonderful training program that our friend Bunny Pounce and Christians Engaged, they created this wonderful program. And so, Bunny, just give us the top end of what people can expect through this program that Betsy has already gone through.
Yeah, well, it's 6.5 hours of videos, 12 videos. Dave does an awesome little intro video and an outro video for all of our teaching. But we're teaching it before a live audience at a church in Mesquite. But we're talking about the theology of why Christians should get involved with the culture, right? Why we should get involved in government politics. We talk about political parties, things I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. Adopting a candidate, getting involved with rules and platforms. We talk about advocacy in your state house and in Washington, D.C. Our friends at First Liberty Institute talk about the purpose of the courts, separation of church and state, the Johnson Amendment, all the things that we need to be paying attention to as the body of Christ. Our friends at Time to Revive, Jason Evans, teaches about the power of the gospel, because we don't believe that just, political activity in and of itself is going to change America. We need to be sharing the gospel in our communities, whether we're Catholic or Protestant or whatever our denominational label is. We talk about issues from a biblical perspective. We go through 14 different issues and put the scriptures up and go, here's just a starting place to go back to the Bible and discover that the Bible has a lot to say on the issues of our day. And then the last few videos we have with a member of Congress, Congressman Michael Cloud, and State Representative Matt Schaefer share their lives with us. Literally, we teach you how to pray for an elected official, how to walk in their office, how to realize their official office is different than their campaign office. I mean, just a lot of the little nuances that we need to know. And then I end with me just pastoring everybody and saying, this is how we walk with Jesus in politics. Here's how we deal with social media. Here's how we protect our heart against offenses, bitterness, and unforgiveness. Here's how we, walk with God in this space. And it's just an amazing training course. If you're wondering how in the world do I find my place and get started, that's why we called it our On-Ramp to Civic Engagement Seminar. And we are just completely honored that IFA is partnering with us and helping us get this out to the nation. Chris, can I tell the story about Dave? And just so we were just this little ministry in Texas, going to about 100 churches, and we were networking, and we had built out this system to encourage people to vote in every election in the state. And we were building this class and had a couple hundred people go through it. And we got attacked. Denied our tax exempt status last summer by the IRS. And they said that Bible teachings are typically affiliated with the Republican Party and candidates. And they were saying that because we were teaching this issues from a biblical perspective. And they didn't like that the sanctity of life and debt and some of these things are actually in the Bible. So we won that case with our friends at First Liberty in 21 days. But you all found out about us through that. What the enemy means for evil, God turns for good, right? And Dave called me and just said, I want to introduce myself to you. And then the next day he texted me and he said, I was praying for you and your board. And the Lord told me that you can do Texas in your own strength, but you can't do America in your own strength. And America needs what Christians Engage is producing. And I get teary-eyed every time I think about that, because that was the moment that we switched our heart to not just being a Texas-based ministry, to going, figuring out how we could scale this national. And it was all because of you all. And we're just so thankful. So these 5 points that we're going to go through, we're teaching, you're going to learn all of them in great detail in this class. So if you don't get enough in this webinar, please sign up for the class. It's just $29, just so you have a little bit of money skin in the game to finish it. Like Betsy, she's an overachiever. She finished the whole thing in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. Well, and Bunny, just to underscore, we had been praying for a long time. Our heart has been to make this easier for our intercessors, because they're coming at this, and even with Camille and her vast experience in government, to create a tool that is able to give people the training that they need to potentially hit all those points of where people may plug in was really kind of a daunting task. And we just didn't feel like that was in our wheelhouse at the time. So when you came across our radar, and I really feel totally it was a God thing, we just felt like we were on the same mission. Our hearts are in the same place. You know, we both have something, you know, unique to offer, but yet we're still headed down the same path. So God has knitted our hearts together. And since then, you know, we have loved partnering with you on lots of things. We've shared your articles, obviously your training program, and there's more things we'll talk about here in a moment, but I don't want to keep you from hitting your 5 points that we promised people that you're going to tell people that they can do. So I'll let you get back to that.
Okay. Point number two is voting. I know this is so and so elementary, and I'm sure everybody listening to this votes in every election. But if you just vote in the presidential, you have to start voting in every election. That's one of the reasons why we created our Take the Pledge to Pray, Vote, and Engage. And we're actually pushing you out to vote in every election in the country. We just launched that system, or launching it for the nation right now. So we will remind you when early voting starts, when early voting ends, and when to vote in every election in your community. But also vet your ballot. Print off your ballot. We teach you how to print off your ballot, research your candidates, and be the one that people come for advice and reminders, right? Be the one that takes 10 to the poll. Mobilize voters, mobilize your friends, get them into our system or get them to the IFA website to get them in that. So that's number one and number two, prayer and voting. And then number three, I'm sure we can have a great discussion on this, is in a nonpartisan Christian way, we need to get involved in political parties. We have to. You know, we've got the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, the Libertarian Party, the Green Party, but we really have two major parties that really impact national elections and state elections. And we have to look at the platforms of those political parties, and we have to decide, believe me, neither party is perfect. But we have to decide which one more aligns with our biblical values. Where are we going to put our efforts? And I will say this, I do believe God is calling people into all political parties to for the purpose of changing the platforms. The platforms is where, as Betsy referred to, the Christian Coalition did a great job of teaching people how to go in and be delegates to the state conventions and change the platform. I started as a little homeschooling mom, going to my first convention in 2004, testifying in front of the platform committee on a homeschooling issue, never imagining that 16 years later, David Barton would nominate me to serve as the national platform person with him to represent Texas at the national platform. So one moment can change your life, and we have to impact the platform, the rules. All of that's constantly changing every 4 years, every 2 years. We have to hold our elected officials accountable, and we need to be election judges and precinct chairs for those parties, going out in our neighborhoods and being the one that people are looking for as influencers. And it's not an evil thing to get involved with a political party as a Christian. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen. Camille, do you have anything to add on that?
Oh my goodness gracious. No, I just felt in my heart that God really wanted me to pursue these individuals. And so when I did that by faith, it opened all kinds of different doors that has led me to, you know, working at the White House, et cetera. I worked for 2 presidents, 2 governors, a U.S. senator. So all because I felt in my heart I needed to support these people and I needed to bring the presence of God into their space. Mm-hmm. That's what initiated it all. And the doors open and just kept opening and opening and opening. And you're right. I mean, you have to concentrate on the Lord will give you a lane. And my lane at that time, it wasn't the local, like the mayors or the boards or anything. It was the senators, the state senators, and the state assemblymen and women. So that's where my trajectory in my career, that's how it started. Mm-hmm. And then the Lord eventually elevated to the federal level, right? But that was just because the Lord wanted me to be inside these offices. So it's not hard. Just follow the prompts of the Lord and he'll mm-hmm. show you who you're to help and which lane to take.
And let me just add that just because you take that first step, like Camille did, doesn't mean that you are committing to a career of politics and to the White House. You could there in your community serving, then the Lord just keeps you there. So it can take lots of forms.
Right.
But it is that first step. And I think that's important, of just listening to the Holy Spirit and just taking the step to do something.
But every intercessor listening to us right now can be a delegate to their state convention, their county conventions, and their state conventions. You might not all get nominated for the national convention, but can you imagine if each of our state conventions in particular political parties had hundreds of intercessors walking through the door? You know, in Texas, we have a big prayer and worship rally at our political convention in, you know, and I got to pray and we had worship and we're bringing the presence of God into those places. So that's really important. My fourth point is adopting a candidate, right? Campaigning. People don't want to do this, but I'm telling you, this is the most powerful thing. If you can pick a city, county, a state or federal candidate that you can say, I agree with 95% of their platform and I'm going to support them. Either they're an incumbent or they're a challenger, but I'm going to make some phone calls for them. I'm going to donate a little bit, you know, $100 goes a long ways. Anything, you know, going to their little fundraiser, block walking for them. That means knocking on doors in the neighborhoods, right? And talking to people for them, representing them at different events. I'll tell you, running for Congress in 2018, I was in a real high profile runoff in like $1 million spent on each side. But I will tell you this, those volunteers, those 100 volunteers I had in my campaign are some of my dearest friends to this day. That moment, those people that like literally spent their dollars and their tears and their time for me, believing that I would be a great congressman for them, are some of the people that I want to hang out with to this day. So can you imagine if that candidate gets elected, the influence that you can have on their life to encourage them and hold them accountable, because you have their cell phone number and you're in their life, right? So when they start going off the path, hey, I'm Bunny. I campaigned for you. Remember that? Remember I pray for you? Remember I love you? Okay, stop doing this, you know, right? I mean, yeah. In a kind Jesus way. So that's what we teach you in our On-Ramp to Civic Engagement, of the power of that. So that's step number four. And then that leads to number five. Step number five is picking an issue that you specifically want to work on and advocating for that issue. Some people listening to us right now, they're like, I am never going to get involved in a political party. I am probably never going to campaign for a candidate, but I care about Israel. I care about pro-life. I care about human trafficking. I care about injustices happening in my community. I care about the police. I care about homelessness, foster care kids. The list goes on and on, right? There's something in us as believers that want to make things right. We see things that are unjust, and we want them to be just, because that's the nature of God in our life, right? So if that's the call of God on your life, do not underestimate that burden. And I want to encourage you, there are interest groups out there. There are groups, whether it's National Right to Life, Texas Right to Life. There are, you know, human trafficking ministries. There are foster care advocacies. There are, you know, groups like AIPAC and you know, Christians for Israel, right? Christian Friends for Israel. Any issue that you want to deal with, there are groups out there that you can join with. You can start educating yourself. You can become a subject leader expert on that. And then you can advocate for that issue in your state houses and in Washington, D.C. with your elected officials. And I'm telling you, the people that really know their stuff and follow the bills and work on specific pieces of legislation become very close with these elected officials, and you can really make an impact even way beyond that one issue. So that's another great way that you can serve in advocacy.
So our five things are, number one, let's just recap.
Pray.
That's right.
We all got that down.
That's yeah. Right.
Number two was
voting and mobilizing voting in every election.
Yes. And we're going to have these in our show notes for podcasters, so you can actually remember them and We'll make sure on our clip that we share of this that we also put that in because we want people to remember it too.
Number three is get involved in a political party. Pick it based on the platform and where you think you can have the most impact. Number four is adopt a candidate. Get involved in campaigning at some level. And that could just be $5, a donation, volunteering, whatever you can do. And number five is picking an issue that you want to work on and advocating. And again, you've got federal, state, and a county level or city level that you can advocate for those issues.
So technically there's like 15 options there with those three buckets of levels and the five. We're giving you a bonus today of 15 ways you can get involved and take action and you know, have engagement.
Most. And as Betsy knows in our class, if you take our On-Ramp to Civic Engagement class, we give you a lot of different ways for you to write down and really pray through, because I really believe God is giving people their marching orders right now. That's why Christians Engage was created, to provide practical civic engagement education for the church and close that gap. All of our board has either been involved in city, county, state, or federal government for decades. And we want to give you your marching orders in this hour, and something you can grab a hold of and use. So we just are excited about people getting involved.
Well, we're excited to be connected with you guys. You know, we have just been thrilled with the level of professionalism and the expertise and the heart that you guys have.
Thanks for joining us on Intercessors for America's On Watch in Washington. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And share the word. We bet you have a praying friend who would love to listen too. Visit ifapray.org to access our library of free content, including prayer guides, special intel reports, articles, news, and items for action. We're glad you're a part of the IFA community.